Big D Entertainment, in association with Dipsy Doodle Productions, presents the Dave Holly Hour, brought to you by the Sky Lounge and Tea, XL Chiropractic, and Quality Nails. The Dave Holly Hour features Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment Conversations and has been recognized by the Sioux Falls Stage Awards with a special distinction for promoting the arts. A true lover of arts, entertainment, good food, and fun times, including an occasional Jack Daniels. Okay, so a few Jack Daniels. Here he is, Dave Holly.
Hello, everybody. Such a pleasure to be with you once again on a Thursday. It's weekend eve. Boy, jam-packed weekend going on for one person that I know, at least, and that would be me. I am Dave Holly. This is the Dave Holly Hour, because when I sent out the You Have No Money to Work With budget to the unpaid staff of this show, the marketing department said, let's call it the Dave Holly Hour. I said, that sounds fantastic. What we do, though, is we talk to the creatives, we talk to the executives, we talk to everybody in the arts and entertainment community. Today, we're talking with Alex Gilbert-Schrog. She is the executive director of Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society. They've been through this whole pandemic hiatus and everything else like so many others. And boy, are they going to be coming back in a big way coming up in July. Alex will tell us all about that. It's fun stuff. Also, speaking of this being weekend eve, this weekend's going to be a pretty hefty one, or at least not every night or every day type thing. But I, as many of you know, am part of the cast of the Midtown Coffee Radio Hour, which is going to be doing a practice run outside for live shows that'll be coming down the pike in June and July out at Straw Bale Winery. So looking forward to that, and we had to keep the crowd small for reasons, because it's in Nick and Tina Jackson's backyard and didn't want to disturb the neighbors too much, things along that line. But that's one of the things that I have coming up. But let's just get out our glasses and get ready.
Time to grab your favorite beverage, lift it high, and toast it to being Thursday, a.k.a. Weekend Eve.
Hey, the weekend isn't around the corner. It's here.
So long, hump day and your frumpy way. We say hello to Thursdays with opening nights. The weekend is near and we can see the bright lights. Yes, Thursday, you're so hearty. We can't wait for Friday. So a day early, we start the party.
Oh, you know, there's going to be a lot of partying going on this weekend because it is Memorial Day weekend. In fact, it was interesting. I was talking to someone considerably younger than me, and she says, well, you know, it's really a family holiday. Hate to disagree. So I know it's become that, but let's just remember, it's Memorial Day for a reason. Remember those that have served, those that died serving, and those that still continue to serve our great country, where we can get on airwaves and now on whatever you want to call when you're listening to streaming and so forth when it comes to podcasts, that, you know, a guy like me can come on here and do whatever I'm passionate about. I don't have to live by the rules of some of the third world countries or some of those oppressive countries, and be thankful for that and remember those that have fallen, especially those that serve, but then also remember family members. Don't forget that part of this holiday as you're firing up the charcoal or firing up the gas grill, having a few beers to throw back and so forth. I understand all that. I will be doing that as well, but I'm also going to be stopping by the cemetery in Rock Rapids, Iowa, to put a penny on the tombstone of my favorite veteran. If you're wondering what that is significant about, Google it, okay? And then you'll get a better idea of what that means. So, remember, this week, let's toast
to memories, to memorials, to remembering. In the meantime, we have something fun.
Honorable mention.
Oh, goodness gracious. This was a tough one. But one thing that always wins out for my heart are my grandchildren. Okay, there were so many things that could have qualified if it weren't the fact that this past week was my granddaughter's 10th birthday. It could have been one of about a dozen things that made my heart leap in the arts and entertainment world, or just in general, something fun that I saw. But the best thing that I saw in this past week was last Friday night, Miss Harper Lee Pearson had her piano recital, and she did an excellent job. And then we went out for supper after that, and my 27-month-old grandchild was sporting the new Cubs hat that he received. Huh, wonder where that could have been from. He had his chocolate milk in hand, so life was good for him. So, to Harper Lee Pearson on turning 10 and being the most beautiful young woman out there. Yes, I'm biased. And also to little brother Jack, who's the cutest darn kid out there that's ever worn a Chicago Cubs hat. So there they are. The honorable mention winners of the week, my grandkids. Sorry, everybody else, but, you know, it was too important to not mention that. Okay, so what's on the way? In just a moment, we're going to hear from the executive director of the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society, Miss Alex Gilbert Schrock. That's on the way on the Dave Holly Hour.
Dr. Perry Langston and Dr. Corey Tooney know excellence is in you. That's why they provide you with excellent care at XO Chiropractic, improving your overall health in spirit, body, mind, and will. Get results the natural way. Arrange a consultation, 605-332-9235 or exochiros.com. Excellent care for excellent people. XO Chiropractic, located at 4309 South Racket Drive in Sioux Falls.
A Sioux Falls Stage Awards special distinction for promoting the arts. Here is Dave Holly.
Welcome back, everybody. Thursday rolls around. You know what it means? It means opening night. It means all this fun stuff. It also means we call it on the Dave Holly Hour Weekend Eve, because it is the start of the weekend. But it's also a start at this point now. We're really talking about the start of summer schedules, camps, all sorts of fun stuff. And especially since we've had all this great news about pandemic numbers going down, we're now talking about things being open. We're talking about getting back to normal when it comes to our outdoor activities, when it comes to the things that we've been used to throughout the past years. While we're still not going to have Jazz Fest, we have a huge month coming up in July for the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society. She's been on the show a few times already. In fact, I think this is your fourth appearance?
I think so.
Yes, yeah, right. I believe that means you've now taken the lead.
All right, well, we got to get another one scheduled. Yeah, I got to maintain this lead.
Alex Gilbert Schrock, Executive Director of the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about this time around.
We do. We're going to speed through it, but all the details will be on the website, so at least
Excellent.
There's that.
Yeah, so we've got the website you can always go to, but we're going to hit a lot of stuff this time around, and that's why we get the whole hour. No second guest.
Okay.
Yeah, so Alex, you are the main feature.
Oh my goodness.
This week. Can you handle it?
I think we've got enough stuff to handle it.
I think we do. What do you want to start, in fact?
Oh my goodness. Well, we could start with maybe how this came to fruition, and by this being Jazz and Blues Week.
Excellent. Let's talk about that first then. Jazz and Blues Week is coming up kind of mid-ish of July, isn't it?
Yes, it's going to be over July 10th through the 18th. Mm-hmm. And You know, most of your listeners probably know that when you plan a very large event, you usually start a year out. And given the pandemic, a year ago was a little crazy. We weren't going to start planning anything as large as Jazz Fest. And we were trying to wait and see how things were going to go. Was it going to be, are we going to be opening things up? And like, look at how crazy everything's coming out now. We're getting shows booked. Things are happening. People are coming out. They're vaccinated. They're happy. So instead of doing a big festival, which would normally take many, many months of planning, we settled on a week of celebrations instead.
All right. And it's going to be a great celebration. So first of all, Jazz Camp.
Yes.
How do we get people involved in this, and who's already involved in it to make it work?
Oof. Okay, so Jazz Camp historically would be at a university, but because of some leftover COVID regulations, we've moved it to O'Gorman High School for this year only, and capacity is limited. So usually we would do two different bands for camp, but this year we're only going to have one, and we've also narrowed down the age requirements as well. So we're probably about halfway registered at this point with minimal publicity, so we're still looking for a few more. I think I got some alto saxes and barry saxes that I'm missing. So if there's students out there that are looking for something to do, definitely make sure you check that out. But I'm really honored to say that this year we have two co-camp directors, and that'll be Dr. Brian Hannigan, who is, of course, a professor at Augustana and a well-known jazz musician in Sioux Falls, and then Joel Shotwell, who is also a very well-known musician in Sioux Falls. And I'm sort of terrified. I know. I was about to say I'm a little terrified that I've left this in the hands of those two, but I think they'll be okay.
I think things will work out just fine in that regard.
Oh, gosh. They're quite the team, and I have to say our planning meetings have been some of the most fun.
Oh, I can imagine.
A lot of tangents that have nothing to do with Jazz Camp, but we always somehow make it back. So.
Okay, it circles.
It does. Uh-huh. It circles. And the other thing that we prioritized this year, which might look different from the previous years, was we wanted to make sure that we hired local musicians to come and run the sectionals. So, for example, we got Emmanuel Michael back. He's going to be leading a guitar sectional. And then, of course, Jim Spears on trumpet. And we've got, I think, about eight different people who will be running sectionals with the students. So not only are you getting the benefits of coming to camp and getting to socialize and, you know, even network, you're also getting to study with a lot of the regular professional jazz musicians in Sioux Falls that have, you know, a lot of credits to their own names. So it's a good, well-rounded experience while we are looking to ramp back up to normal next year for camp.
Well, the thing is, you know, you talk about Brian Hannigan. He just released an album not too long ago. So he has that under his belt. The man is continually busy, and the names that you bring up, the great thing, as you mentioned, yes, local, but also, you know, professional musicians. Now, this isn't, they don't just have a few side gigs that they go make $50 at or something.
Right.
You know, these are well paid, that and they deserve the decent pay that they get when they go out and do gigs. And they do several a year. You know, it's not just that, hey, you want to get together, but I know they do that too.
Right. know,
because that's a big part of jazz is the improvisational things, not just during the playing, but it's just like, hey, what are you doing tomorrow night? Yeah, you know, we got this opportunity down here. So you have that. But I mean, the kids that go to this are going to be treated extremely well in the music knowledge. And also some about music careers, too.
Exactly. I mean, if you're looking for that gateway to get into the music scene in Sioux Falls, especially with bands around town, this is really the best opportunity for that, because you've got the guys who are already in the scene that can help teach you, guide you, make those connections, figure out how to get a gig. We recently started a youth jazz night at our wine bar. So one Wednesday a month, the youth ensemble will be featured. And I think our first one was, I think we had Augustana Combo. So, you know, even just starting to get some of those professional experiences in addition to doing Jazz Camp is, I think, a great opportunity for the students. So,
all right. So tell us some of the details in terms of how band camp or Jazz Camp runs then.
Yep.
In terms of days of the week, the hours they'll be fulfilling, and what it all culminates in.
So Jazz Camp this year is going to be running from Tuesday, July 13th through Friday, July 16th. I had to double check my dates on that. On the Tuesday, the kids arrive. They usually get to do auditions just to make sure that they get placed in an appropriate area and so that the camp directors get to know you as well. But then each day will consist of a variety of, you know, music history lessons, improvisation, theory, big band rehearsals, sectionals, all of that good fun stuff with a few breaks here and there. And unfortunately, this year we couldn't offer dorms, especially since we're at a high school.
Right,
that's not quite the usual. So instead of doing that, everyone will be commuting to and from camp this year. So some of those camp components, I think, that were such a draw of being able to stay together till super late in the evening won't happen this year. But I'm just so grateful that we got to do a camp
exactly.
at all. You know, we canceled it last year completely just because we weren't sure if it made sense for us to try to pivot to an online only format. It's great for the kids who can't be there, but really from what we've heard in the past, it's about being able to be there and with the other kids and the professors and learning together. And as you said, jazz is improv and jazz is very group oriented. So if you're not together, it's a little hard to play together. Yeah. So
and the camaraderie, too.
You know, exactly.
Just the fact that, hey, you wouldn't believe who I met at camp today and things along that line.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an overall great experience for all of them. And
yes.
The other thing that, you know, we hit on the fact that you're going to be having some great educators. Think of that down the line, they may be some of your great educators, too.
Exactly.
As we're talking about professors, mm-hmm. that maybe you end up being in one of their classes after having experienced the fun that you had and the knowledge that you achieved in camp. You know, maybe a few years down the road, you're at Augie and all of a sudden you're taking one of Brian Hannigan's courses.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of great benefit to come around from this. How tough was it to get people to get involved in this from the teaching standpoint and the organizational standpoint?
Honestly, I think jazz camp is probably a pretty easy sell.
Yeah.
Everybody I emailed was like, yep, I will mark those dates down on the calendar. I'm super excited about it. See you there. And, you know, all the educators, because this hasn't really been done before in camp history. This is sort mm-hmm. of a new year for including so many different types of educators in the area. I think it was an exciting opportunity for everyone to be able to come together under one roof, especially coming out of a pandemic when some of them have seen their students minimally throughout the year. This is going to be a really interesting first experience for some of this coming out of that. And
yeah, true. The educators have to get back into that mode of being in front of students.
Yeah.
Again,
actually
so
having to see them and interact with them. And, you know, it's not just on a screen.
And decide, was that a B flat because they played a B flat, or was that from electronics that,
yeah.
you know, a microphone just didn't sound right?
Right, exactly. The internet cut out for a few seconds. Well, I think I missed something, but but we are hoping, you know, we're going to have the final performance on that Friday. And so we are hoping that anybody and everybody from the public who's interested in coming and seeing the final product will come and attend. So it'll be at 7:30 p.m. on that Friday, July 16th.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
So many great things to look forward for those that will be attending jazz camp. But that's in the midst of a whole week. And there are some great bookends to this entire week that we're going to be talking about.
Yes.
The moment I knew that Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues was back, I mean, because you survived, you did what you had to do to survive by having, you know, the ability to watch a lot of people on Zoom, or the fact that Ricardo was mm-hmm. so gracious to get jazz going at Arwine in such a glorious way. I mean, phenomenal what he has allowed down there.
Yes.
But we had to miss out on somebody a while back that I was so excited to go see, Slim Man. He's coming up later on in the year, but then the big name that came out where I really said, oh, we're back, Tab Benoit.
Yes.
So this whole week is going to start off with his concert on a Sunday night, correct?
Well, we're actually, we have Jazz Crawl on that Saturday. How could you forget about Jazz Crawl?
Well, I knew Jazz Crawl, but I thought that was after the week.
No, it's on. It's on the Saturday, July 10th.
It's the Saturday. Okay.
Yeah. So that'll sort of be the warm-up. It's the warm-up to tab. It's getting everybody out there and then the tab and washo. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we typically would do Jazz Crawl in April for Jazz Appreciation Month, of course. And it was such a great way to get people downtown when maybe the month wasn't so great weather-wise and get musicians out and about. And you'd get to hear so many different types of, you know, musicians and combos and quartets and trios coming together. But obviously back in April, we were still not quite sure how things were and not everybody was open. And so we decided to add it to the Jazz and Blues Week. So Jazz Crawl will kick off on July 10th. And we have about 10 different venues that have confirmed so far that they'll be participating around town. Some of your old favorites, you know, The Source and so, and of course Pave. And we're going to be updating in terms of who's playing when and where on our Facebook and on our website. And that is really a free event. And it's to encourage our community to come down and listen to some amazing music and eat and drink some great food and, you know, drinks and just have a good time. And we're really planning on starting it during the brunch hour. So
I was going to ask, because the last time that you and I had talked, that was one of the things you were hoping for, that it could be a longer event during the day.
Yes, I think what it's starting to take shape is we'll probably have a few venues that are doing brunch and they'll have music during their brunch hours. And then we'll have venues going through the rest of the afternoon into the evening. And of course, you know, the Levitt will be performing. So people will be able to escape there for some music and then have some other things to look forward to after the Levitt at different bars and, you know, restaurants around town. So I think that'll be a fun way to start and really kick off the week of festivities.
That's incredible. I tell you what, that's fantastic. But okay, tab.
Yes, tab. Really.
Let's talk about it.
That's what we should talk about for the whole hour, right? Is tab and moi, right? No. So I am really excited that he's even able to make it back. I mean, we're still dealing with a lot of artists who can't quite fit a full tour in at this point. And so the fact that he was able to squeeze in a date with us was perfect. So we're doing it a little differently. We're actually at the District. He was really the capacity at the Orpheum, which he's played at before, and then of course he's played at Jazz Fest. He was sort of too big for his britches, I guess you would say. So we were looking for a venue that would have a little bit more flexibility in terms of capacity, and the District was game to give it a shot. And so that's our first performance with the District. And so that'll be on Sunday, July 11th, and we're kicking off at 8 p.m. He is bringing an opener. We don't know who it is yet, but he's had some really fabulous musicians that have been popping up as his opener for tours. So I'm looking forward to seeing who he's bringing along. And he's got, you know, such a great sound. He's so gritty and soulful, and you know, he's a very special musician in the blues world. And he's somebody that if you haven't heard, I think is someone you should definitely hear if you like blues or even rock music. His guitar and, you know, I mean, you've seen him.
Yes.
So,
and he's one of those that, you know, a lot of people say, I've never heard of him. And then you might be with him and on music or whatever is being played in some venue. You know, well, that's Tab Benoit. Oh, that's him? Yeah.
Right.
You know, then they recognize the song and so forth. And so he is great in that regard. So that was just like, I think I actually jumped out of my seat when I saw that online. Said, Tab Benoit, you know, and then I just So we're back to getting things rolling with that. That's fantastic. And then like we mentioned, Slim Man's going to be here in October, is it?
Yes, it's going to be October 15th, I believe, Friday, October 15th.
Okay,
yep.
So we've got this huge thing going on in July with getting Tab. We've got the Crawl before that. Then we've got Jazz Camp. What else do we have going on that leads us all the way through the rest of the year?
Oh, my. Well, you know, we can keep going. So
well,
we've
let's
got,
do it.
So in addition, so we'll have a jazz crawl on that Saturday and then Taboon on Sunday. But what I really should do is go back to another week-long event, which is going to be our exhibit down at the Washington Pavilion.
Awesome.
We'll have an exhibit there from July 10th through the 18th, and it's going to have signed historical Jazz Fest posters. It'll have the history of the organization. We're going to have a video compilation of some of the previous Jazz Fest performances, recordings, artist testimonials. So it'll be a good way to get to know the organization beyond just Jazz Fest. And you can learn about the educational programs that have been running for many, many years and just some of the other fun things that we get to say that is ours. And so that'll be happening throughout the week, which will be open to the public. So that'll be great. And then on Monday, we're doing a Music Maker Me pop-up performance, which we talked about.
We did when we had Phil Baker on with
us. Exactly,
yes.
Yeah. So we're going to do a pop-up performance with MB and, of course, with their lunch program. So we'll be doing that on Monday. And, you know, throughout the week, we did a mix of paid and free events.
Okay.
And tried to make sure that our programming was pretty diverse in what we were doing. So on that Monday, we'll be able to do that with Phil Baker and friends, of course. And so I'm really looking forward to that. And then continuing on, I know I could just keep going and going and going, which is basically what we're doing. But Tuesday, we've been booking some of Tuesday Tunes down at Severance Brewing Company. And so on Tuesday, we're going to have a little bit of a Tuesday Tunes blowout. There will be a food truck.
Oh, going big or going home on this one, huh?
We are kind of going big. I believe I literally got a text message from Brian Hannigan today, but he is pulling together his quintet.
Excellent.
To do a performance at Severance Brewing Company for Tuesday Tunes. So that'll be a little bit of a longer stretch. I think we're going to do it from 7 to 10 p.m. So that way it's going to be quite the party. And I'm hoping if the weather's nice, we might be able to set them up outside.
That would be lovely.
I think that would just be so
we
nice.
We are in the state of South Dakota, so you never know. But
well, you know.
We'll plan on it. And then there's always plan B.
Exactly. Yeah,
what do we do if the storm comes in?
Yeah, which luckily this time we do have an indoor venue we can
use. That's right.
So
yeah.
that'll be our saving grace for sure. But I'm really excited about Tuesday Tunes. I don't know, you know, Brian and his quintet that recorded the album are a very special group of musicians, as you
Amazing.
Know. Yeah. So it'll be nice to get them together and just let them really go crazy. And through COVID, of course, they didn't really have the opportunity to perform in an outdoor venue, or, you know, even trying to perform inside sometimes was difficult. And so,
well, think of all the people that are excited about all this right now, from executive director, you.
Yes.
to jazz lover, me.
Yep.
To the players, all the rest that have just wanted to get out and do something. And so, you know, July, I mean, get ready for it. It's going to be huge.
It's going to be quite the, I think there's going to be quite a lot to do. So
have there been a lot of volunteers that have said, you know, once they got around to this point going, hey, they're back. Can I help? What can I do?
Well, most of the people don't really know everything that's going on yet. So I'm anticipating that will happen after, of course, this episode gets released, and then we're technically releasing it today, really, for the first time to the public. So it'll be presented in its entire form instead of just the little bits and pieces that people have heard about. But I've, of course, had a few folks reach out about volunteering with Tap and Wah, because why not?
Exactly.
Who wouldn't, right?
Yeah. So, how can I get in free?
I know, right? I mean, I do the same thing, so I can't. I never judge somebody for doing that. So that'll be fun to see the... I'm excited to get the public reaction to getting to see the full story instead of just the bits and pieces that we've snuck out so far.
All right. Well, we will talk more about bits and pieces in just a little bit when we continue our conversation with Alex Gilbert-Schrock, the executive director of Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues, on the Dave Holly Hour. Ladies, when it's time to give your nails some love, get that extra special treatment from Quality Nails on South Minnesota Avenue in Sioux Falls. Manicures and pedicures that look great and make you feel fantastic. Zaya and Tony provide professional care for your hands and feet, whether you just want the basics or an extra special look with added flair. Oh, and guys,
it's okay to treat yourself too. Quality Nails. Call for an appointment. 605-334-1463.
People ask him where he got his top shelf voice. Dime store. Bargain bin. Once again, here is Dave Holley.
Welcome back. We continue our conversation this Thursday with Alex Gilbert Schrag, the executive director of Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society, who is always a pleasure to have on this show. It was just such an interesting way that we ended up connecting for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I was down at the Source getting ready to record somebody. You were having a meeting with some board members that day.
Mm-hmm.
And one of your board members came over and saw some signage or whatever I had out that day and says, "What's this?" And then he introduced me to you, and I knew that you were new on board. And just so happened the next week, we were able to get together and talk for the first time. And for those that maybe have not heard that, we go back to your background for organizing and so forth is quite remarkable for a young person. So let's highlight some of that before we get to back to talking about what's going on now. You have done some big things, and let's especially talk about the Kennedy Center honors.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You've been involved in those in the past, and not just like, oh, I got somebody water or something, but you were putting together some big hitters.
Yeah, it was, you know, in the middle of my senior year of college, I was really lucky that I got an internship with actually the opera portion mm-hmm. of the Kennedy Center with the Washington National Opera. And as interns, you get opportunities to help volunteer at some of the big galas. And so I ended up helping out as, I think I was literally a directional person at one of the National Symphony Orchestra's galas. And so I was outside just directing people where the bathrooms were. That was it. And for whatever reason, that sparked my passion of loving to organize everything. I like to be in control, which is probably mm-hmm. very obvious from what we've been talking about with Jazz and Blues Week so far. But from there, I ended up meeting the right people and just was very eager and interested in learning and wanted to be a part of it. And the role that I fell into was really one that was just at the beginning, and we got to shape what it became today and then what it is going to be for the rest of time. But I was really part of the growth of that programming department. And so we ended up taking over the Kennedy Center Honors when we transitioned producers. And so we got a little bit more responsibility there. Same thing happened with the Mark Twain Prize that I ended up working on. And then my boss at the time was just so innovative with his programming that we got to do a lot of fun, cool stuff. So basically everything that didn't fit into a programming box that already existed, which was our jazz programming department, dance programming, the National Symphony Orchestra, the Washington National Opera, ended up being thrown at us. So we had everybody from Miranda Sings, a YouTuber, to Cat Stevens, to Peter Frampton, to, you know, HBO specials and, you know, random Netflix show here and there and a lot of comedy. And so I got a lot of experience about learning how to do a little bit of everything, mm-hmm. which served me well when I got to coordinate behind the scenes for the Kennedy Center honorees or the Mark Twain Prize talent as they were coming in for those different annual events that we were doing. So it was quite the experience, I will say.
Favorite person you met during that?
Ooh, Julie Andrews.
Wow.
I know. I thought I was going to faint. I wasn't sure how I, like, she was the one person who's super famous that I have grown up watching The Sound of Music. I've mm-hmm. probably seen it, you know, 200-300 times at this point. And I didn't know if I was going to be able to keep my composure. And all I said to her was, "Can I get you anything? Or are you comfortable?" Like, you know, "I'm so glad that you could be here." And that was it. I was like, I didn't fangirl. I thought I was going to be asking for right. autographs or a selfie or something like that. And I managed to maintain my composure. So after that, I realized I could probably handle meeting anybody. So
true. Yeah. That would be a pretty high one.
Yeah. That was, it tested me. So
what types of experiences that, because you mentioned the fact that you learned a little bit about everything with mm-hmm. that. What especially though translates its way into what you do now for Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues?
I think being incredibly organized and detail-oriented is the biggest thing that transitioned from everything. And also transparency. I learned pretty early on that working with so many different departments underneath one roof, where of course now I work with, it's a different type of working relationship with the different organizations around town, but it's better to give everyone too much information than not enough, because too much information will set everyone up for success. Too little information means that something's going to get forgotten down the road. Some, you know, specific keyboard that was supposed to be rented for this musician won't happen, because you just have to be very willing to give out a lot of information. And that's what I have really taken into this week, especially. Mm-hmm. There's so many different parties involved and so many different restaurants and organizations that are helping me put on this week that I just need to make sure that everyone knows everything and we're good. It's fine.
And so a lot has happened since you took over. Because first of all, you walked into the fact that, well, guess what, folks? We're not doing Jazz Fest anymore, or at least, you know, not in this time. And then not long after, we get this thing called the pandemic, mm-hmm. correct pronunciation.
Yeah.
And you had to innovate, you had to create, and you had to survive.
Yes.
And it wasn't the easiest. Did you get down at any point and say, is it worth it?
Dave, I'm sorry. Did something happen over the last year and a half? I blocked it out. I don't know anymore. You know, walking into this position when I did, it was just the most unfortunate stream of events that had happened to get the organization to a place where it was in debt, mm-hmm. After Jazz Fest in 2019, and it had already started to go into survival mode. And then I came in and, you know, continued that survival mode. But we had Anthony Gomes come and, you know, do a performance, and that was getting people back out. We were getting our Jazz Diversity Project program back on the road. And then we had Slim Man and Kiana Linnell to look forward to. And then COVID hit, and mm-hmm. it was just like, when is enough enough? Like, come on, yeah. Somebody give me a break. But I think it was never, I never saw a point where we needed to close down the organization. In my head, it was always like, okay, what is it going to take to survive? Mm-hmm. We slimmed down operations as much as possible, got rid of our offices. You know, I was paying for, you know, as little things as I could just to make sure that we could pay what we needed to survive, and applied for as many, you know, grants and programs, and tried to keep us relevant as we were pivoting into a new world of a lot of online content. And then luckily, the South Dakota Arts Council, I don't even know how we managed to do this, but we were able to start a whole new program for a whole new, you know, group of kids. And I still, to this day, can't believe that we started that in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah.
So I thought that was...
Yeah, if you can start something in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah. You know, I don't recommend having to do that during a pandemic.
Not
but
the
if
way
you
to test
to.
Your skills, per se, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no. But, you know, and even then, when we did start the Music Maker and Me program, of course, it was the online video series, but we had planned a live tour for, I think it was December of 2020. And we were like, oh, well, things with COVID, it'll probably have gotten a little better. Got to December, and I think
that was one of the worst.
Sort of spikes that we were having, and so we ended up having to move it to March, but then it ended up being super successful in March, and to this day I haven't heard that anybody caught COVID from our performances. So, you know, it was a great experience for us to be able to get back out there. And ever since that point, you know, we are just growing and growing and growing to where now, of course, we are talking about a whole week of events that we're going to have to look forward to.
And we'll get back to that in just a moment. But, you know, the same token was, you know, you talk about the fact you were looking forward to, you know, kind of being out of the COVID, and the COVID just kept hanging on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it finally gets to the point that you've got things going on.
Yeah.
And you know that, you know, you've got a new program that started. You're going to get an old program going again. Couple of programs, really, you know, mm-hmm. Jazz Camp, but also, you know, Diversity in Music mm-hmm. is headed back on the right path,
yeah.
and so forth. You had to go, wow,
yeah.
What a great group we have here.
Yes, And honestly, none of this would be possible without, of course, Ricardo from our wine bar. I mean, he keeps the jazz scene afloat with all of his nights of music and the musicians in Sioux Falls. And of course, my board. They have probably been through, I don't even know how to describe it. It has been quite the tumultuous couple of years. And we have a really strong and steady board that has managed to hang in there and still believed in me and believed in the organization. And that's part of all of those things together is really why we're standing. And of course, Dave's podcast.
Oh,
we wouldn't
well,
be here
yeah,
without your
weren't
podcast.
For me.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about that in a little bit too.
Good.
All right. So you made it through. You've been able to continue. Now we're ready. How would you put it in like an analogy, like a sports and, you know, or like baseball analogy or something? Yeah, you made it to first base. You're ready to steal second. You're hoping.
I don't know.
You think somebody on the team's going to hit one out of the park soon, and we're going to be on top of that leaderboard again?
So, full disclosure, I was on the swim team, which that's, you know, a little bit of a different analysis. Mm-hmm. More like I jumped in and relayed and just hoped the next person would swim fast. So maybe that's what it is. Right?
Okay. Well, you know, part of it is it does. We wouldn't say this would be an individual sport. This would be more like this is definitely a team effort that has taken place and so forth. But it just seems like everything is ready to pop and not just pop, but burst and explode and be phenomenal again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so thankful that not only you, but as you mentioned, you're bored.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure that some of the meetings and so forth were wringing of hands. Well, what can we do? How can we do? Mm-hmm. Such a variety of things. But now, you know, to get everything going forward again is just amazing. All right. So we got that part in, the editorial portion.
Yes.
Now let's get back to what we're going to be doing to have fun in the month of July and after that.
Yes.
Okay.
So continuing on, Wednesday of that week on July 14th, we're actually doing a free pop-up performance at McKinnon Park. It'll be kicking off at 6 p.m.
Just a few blocks away.
Just a few blocks away. It's open to anybody and everybody. All are welcome. And I am very happy to announce that it'll be the Haig Brothers and JAS Quintet performing. So
it'll
be a stellar performance that evening. So I am just super excited to get to work with the city on that. That was really, you know, I wasn't here for Jazz Fest, so I never got the opportunity to work with the Parks and Rec Department or any of those city facilities. And so this is my first time getting to work with them, and they were super on board with it. And they were like, yeah, let's do it. So I think that'll be a fun rocking evening on a Wednesday, and I do hope the weather's nice. I shouldn't say that.
Well, at least there's a shell over the players.
There is.
And lots of trees.
Mm-hmm. And you can bring little umbrellas, right, if you have to whip it out, keep sitting. And yeah, it'll be a good time. So I'm excited about that performance, especially since it'll be outside and not a lot of worries and just a group of musicians that sound great together jamming.
Yeah,
so.
Go there, show up, enjoy.
Exactly. Yeah, super simple.
Not much to it.
Yeah, straightforward. and we'll continue our celebrations on Thursday at, of course, our wine bar with our weekly live jazz blowout. And we are actually going to have a fairly large ensemble for this. We're going to have I think they ended up with a 9-piece band.
Oh, wow.
So Ken Hoyne, who does Bonafide, he is putting together a band for this, and it's going to be quite the party that evening.
All right.
And Ricardo is going to be doing a fundraiser for SFJB, which I am ever grateful.
Oh, wow.
So there will be a portion of the purchases that evening that will be donated to SFJB. And, of course, I will be there because, you know, our wine bar on a Thursday. Can't help myself. So that will be from 6:30 to 9:30 during the usual slot on a Thursday. But we're
fantastic.
Just blowing it out a little bit more, so it'll be quite the party. And then, of course, on that Friday, I already talked about jazz camp performance.
Mm-hmm.
So please come out, support our local youth who will have worked very hard that week to prepare the music. I'm really excited to get to hear them, and the O'Gorman Auditorium I had never been in before, and I stepped foot
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's beautiful. Yeah. I was like,
When they rebuilt that place?
Yeah.
They did quite well on that.
Well, my high school never looked anything like that, so I was like, wow, okay. Like, they're going to sound good in there, so that'll be exciting. So on Saturday, we're going to do a two-hour pop-up performance at our exhibit at the Washington Pavilion. And so I will be there. A lot of my board members will be there, and we'll be there to socialize with anybody and everybody who comes in, talk about, you know, the future of SFJB, what our hopes and dreams are, talk about the past, talk about what the organization does for those who don't know anything about us. So it'll be a good opportunity to get to meet myself and, you know, some of the faces behind all of the things that have been happening. And it should be a pretty fun, relaxed evening. And I'm hoping that the performers will actually be some of our jazz camp kids. So
that would be awesome.
Of course, you know, we're going to have to grade them hard throughout the week and see where they're at. But, you know.
It's not just fun and games.
Yeah, right.
But you will have plenty of fun and games, too.
Well, and it goes in line with us wanting to provide real world experiences for those young musicians. And so this will be hopefully an opportunity for them to get a real life gig right after.
Exactly.
Camp,
you know,
so.
great stuff happening for that whole week.
Yes.
What about, you know, after that, though, then what are we looking forward to the rest of the year and really even into next year then?
We are starting, now that things are starting to get a little bit more back to normal and artists, it really depends on the rest of the states as well in terms of their reopening schedules and where they're at, but we are looking at rescheduling Kiana Linnell still for this fall, so that way that show will still go on. We are starting to book Jazz Diversity Project, and it's getting back on the road to go to different middle schools and communities around the states. All City Ensemble will be back this fall as well, so that way the musicians from all the different schools will be able to come together for kind of an all-star band, and we'll get to do that, so that's really exciting. And we're looking at trying to bring in a few other artists who are touring. So we'll keep you updated, but things are just getting booked up so quickly in Sioux Falls, which is exciting.
True.
But venues are limited. So if anybody wants to start a venue.
and I'm assuming that in being in contact with artists as well, it's whether they've got the date open right now, because they're probably jumping at any chance that they can get.
Yes.
And then, did we happen to hit a date in between other dates that would be on the way?
Yeah.
And coordination and logistics of all that has to be, I hate to say the word nightmare, but by the same token, you know, kind of exciting trying to get it to fit.
Well, and on top of that, you're going from what you've usually had every year where so-and-so played in this city at this time, you know, every year, and now it's all kind of up in the air. So I would do not envy the tour managers right now having to navigate this new normal and trying to get into different venues and what does that look like. So that's a whole different world of crazy that they're having to deal with, which luckily I'm just coordinating very minimal, you know, piecing the artist with a date and a venue, and we're good to go. So hopefully I'll have a few more of those to announce soon.
How far do you look into the future?
Now,
mm-hmm.
you know, before, during the pandemic, I felt like I was looking into the future day to day. And so now we're really starting to look at, I would say, through the end of this year. And once we've got some of that firmed up, of course, our educational programs will run next year in the spring. And we want to add a few more shows as well of different jazz and blues musicians that are touring. But there's a lot of options for collaboration and people, you know, reaching out for different opportunities to do different types of shows and collaborations around Sioux Falls. So I'm hoping that we'll get some time to suss some of that out and see what that looks like.
Well, you hit on one of my key words, collaboration. That
yes.
Ever since I started this show, that's the thing that I've learned about the arts and entertainment community here in the greater Sioux Empire, is the fact that you don't hear people say competition.
No.
You hear people use collaboration all the time. And you know, if you go to the Arwine Bar, just, you know, randomly even, every few weeks, or maybe you'll hit a couple of weeks in a row, and then a few weeks later you're back there, you're going to have a different trio.
Yep.
But you're probably going to see somebody in at least two, maybe even all three of those.
Oh, yeah.
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 And because this week it's so-and-so's trio, this week it's so-and-so. And it's so great to see, first of all, You know, just the fact that they're all willing to work together.
Mm-hmm.
But second of all, people, if you haven't gone to these things, whether it be jazz, whether it be just live music in general in this town, or to some of the things that pop up for the arts with art displays,
mm-hmm.
or it's the spoken word, or it's theater, we have a phenomenal amount of talent in this place.
We do.
It's amazing.
It is.
You know, people think, okay, we're flyover country, you know, we're 193,000 people or whatever the sign said this week.
Yeah.
on the outskirts of town. But, you know, considering how close we are to larger cities and larger venues, we can put on a show, people.
Oh, yeah.
And it can be done quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be done with a lot of fun. And still produce the product, which is absolutely amazing. And that's just been a big lesson for me, you know, having grown up in this area and heard the different bands when I was growing up, things like that. But to see how many people are involved in so many different things and how many people also make their living in this town in arts and entertainment. And
yes.
it, that's a joy for me to watch that. And to help push that along as well. And speaking of helping push things along a little bit, we have a cool announcement to make.
Yes.
Yes, we do. you know, obviously, this is just a passion of mine, putting on this podcast on a weekly basis. Have a few other things. And I make enough money on the podcast that it pays for my putting the podcast up in the ecosphere, mm-hmm. or whatever you want to call the internet.
Right.
That's about it. But because of it, I've been hired to do a few other things, and that helps out. But I have a full-time job that has paid for a new knee. It's paid for a new hip. It's paid for a lot of other things over the past 9 years.
The essentials.
Yes. Called insurance. But also some phenomenal benefits that Citibank passes along. And one of the things ever since the pandemic has started, and we've all had to, you know, start having our offices in our homes, they've done a lot of different things to keep morale going and offering different things. And this year, they came out at the beginning of the year when they were offering all the benefit packages, saying that as long as you are tenured here and as long as you maintain a certain rating year in and year out, you qualify to do one of two things, one of which was to take 12 weeks off as a sabbatical and get paid a portion of your wages. Considered that. But then the other thing, the or that came about was to be able to work for 2, 3, or 4 weeks volunteering for a nonprofit organization and get paid your full wages. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, music lovers, children of all ages, however you want to phrase this, jazz people, I'm going to be working for this young lady right here for 4 weeks. Basically the month of July. So I'm going to be at all the events that you've already talked about,
mm-hmm.
And I'm so looking forward to it, not just because of the love of the organization, the love of this community and so forth, but to also I want to learn something too. You know,
wow.
it's not just a, hey, Dave, go, you know, hand out water at Jazz Camp or anything.
Oh, no, you're going to be working. No.
Well, considering the letter that you had to write to get this all okayed, yeah. It includes some of the things I'd be doing. It's like, oh, I'll be busy.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, if you don't know how to run this organization by yourself at the end of this week, then I've failed.
Okay.
So.
They always say train your replacement, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
But we wouldn't want that because we don't want to replace you because
no,
you have done such a great job
thank you.
At this. What is the most fun part of it for you?
Honestly, I think seeing this come to life, and mm-hmm. it was such a dream. You know, it's been hard to dream, I would say, for the last year and a half.
That's
with
a great
everything
way to put
that's
it.
Been going
yeah.
on. And so really getting to dream something crazy like this week. And as we've talked through it, you'll notice so much of it is focused on community and supporting community businesses mm-hmm. and community and local musicians, because at Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society is a local arts organization. It was born here in Sioux Falls. It was raised here in South Dakota. And so I felt like it was really important as we're coming out of this pandemic to focus on that community feel and supporting each other. And So getting to dream this up and seeing it come to fruition is probably going to be my favorite part. I will be in a coma at the end of this and probably will be, you know, hibernating for a week or so. But this is what I live for, is getting to do these events and getting to put something like this on. And so I am over the moon excited to get to kick all this off.
How's it been for you working at home, putting all this together?
You know, it's been, in some ways, it's been great because I get up and I can walk right next door into my office, mm-hmm. and I can start answering emails and phone calls. But also that is the downfall to
right.
where my office is next door. So I can work until whatever hour I want. And so if you get an email from me at 11 p.m., I apologize in advance. I should have hit the delay button, but I forgot. But, you know, it's
not
it's
expecting a reply immediately.
Yeah. No, please. Yes. But I had my offices downtown, but I didn't, you know, I'm the only one working for Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society right now. I don't have any staff, so it wasn't as big of an adjustment for me to move from home.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest adjustment was not getting to go out and meet, you know, Joe Bachelor for coffee,
right.
or getting to see the musicians as frequently as I was, you know, when we were doing a lot of Zoom videos. And so now having that opportunity to still come back downtown and meet with people, it's no different than when I had an office downtown. So
yeah.
it's been good to an extent,
right.
but I'm looking forward to the day where I get an office back downtown.
I can imagine so. You know,
yeah.
that's a good thing. But, you know, and I think of this in terms of the fourth. This is your fourth appearance now.
Mm-hmm.
The first time was just a phenomenal. And the second time we had to do it Zoom.
Yes.
And yeah. the third time you and Phil came down here, and Phil played his guitar from more than 6 feet away.
Yeah, miles away.
We all had masks on, and now yeah. we're back to being face to face. Because, you know, that's the part that I missed. Thankfully, I didn't have that many that had to be Zoom or
mm-hmm.
mask and so forth. I always went with whatever the guest was comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just so happy that the way that we all happen to be going forward, going back to normal, and
yes.
soon going to see normal.
Yeah.
especially when it comes to all the great, you know, because, yes, Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues is one of my favorite organizations in town, but there's a lot of great arts and entertainment organizations in town.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm going to be volunteering. I get, you know, a fortune to deal with
mm-hmm.
my regular job, what's going to take place. But by the same token, people, if you've got the opportunity to help an organization get back to normal, help them. Whether you can do that financially, whether you can do it by helping out, you know, and it doesn't have to be huge.
No.
You know, that's a,
yeah.
that's a thing. any nonprofit organization will tell you that whatever help you can provide, whatever little nicety you can do is not going to be frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
So take it. Run with it. Do it.
Yep. If you see an executive director wandering Phillips Avenue looking a little hairy, if you want to chuck them, you know, a bottle of wine or a cup of coffee, they probably won't reject you. So,
yeah, especially that bottle of wine. You've let on about that. You know?
Yeah, right. yeah.
All right. A couple of questions we always like to end with. First of all, when you're not working in the arts and entertainment field, then what do you like to be entertained by?
So I'm an avid outdoor human,
mm-hmm.
especially I have learned to appreciate it more now living in Sioux Falls, South Dakota for the last 3 years. And so we bought paddle boards last summer because of the pandemic
you.
And started exploring
yeah.
all of the local lakes. And, you know, I think it's Minnesota is the land of
10,000
lakes. And, you know, I think we must be competing because we've already explored about
we
four
have
or
a
five
lot more
yes.
than people are aware of. That's
yes.
for sure.
So we
What's
did,
been your favorite so far?
Oh, well, you know, we went out to, at least around here, we ended up going out to Lake Lakota, and it was
mm-hmm.
just a beautiful, I don't know, float, I guess you would call it, or paddle on there. But we did end up going over to the Black Hills last summer, and we got to, you know, do the whole camping thing and did a bunch of hikes and all of those fun things. And there was a lake out there. I can't remember the name, but it was super picturesque and very beautiful to be able to do that. But I just love being able to have it on the top of the car, pull over somewhere when you see a body of water, rip it off the car, jump in the lake, paddle around, and then get right back in. It's less of a, you know, feat from what I understand than, let's say, a boat.
True.
yeah. So I'm grateful for that. But that's, you'll probably find me outdoors gardening,
mm-hmm.
doing any, you know, Not when it's negative 30 degrees. I'm probably hunkered down watching Netflix.
Okay.
If I'm being honest. But, yeah.
What did you binge watch during the pandemic?
Oh, my gosh. Everything. I did some Outer Banks on Netflix. Let's see. What came out? The chess TV show. Queen's Gambit.
Queen's Gambit. Yep. Saw that.
Yep. Saw Queen's Gambit. You know, they all start to blur together, which is bad because...
They do. I mean, that's... When you get asked that question about what did you, binge watch, and you know you binge watched at least 10 different things, but not a one of them can come to your head at the moment.
Right.
They were all good.
Yes. Yeah, I swear they were good, but for some reason, no. And then my poor husband, when I was younger, The Vampire Diaries came out on CW, and of course I watched it when I was younger, and for whatever reason, something possessed us, we decided to rewatch that.
Wow, dedication.
It's fun to compare, of course, the video quality from back then, like from the season, season one, episode one, to like then watching something like The Mayor of Easttown now on HBO, and like, wow, it's so much has advanced since then. But it's also fun to go back, and it's sometimes a little bit more brainless, like fun to watch some of that. So,
all right, any other hobbies?
I drink a lot of coffee, so I would say probably exploring as many coffee shops around town.
Okay, are you as much of a coffee snob as my wife is a beer snob?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, we probably could.
Tough run for the money on that, then. We'll have to take a look at that.
I know. We're going to have to do like a little sampling, right? We'll have to
Michelle also happens to love coffee, too.
Yeah.
As do I.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why I got into this business. You know, it's the late nights and the late mornings, and so coffee is, of course, required, and, of course, there's wine, so it's like the best of both worlds, being in the arts world.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Yeah.
Alex Gilbertrag, Executive Director, Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues. It's always a pleasure. And this time I can say thanks for being on the show and look forward to working with you in the month of July.
Me too, Dave.
All right. We'll be back to wrap up the Dave Holly Hour in just a moment.
Sure, they have darts, and you've heard me talk about how ruggedly handsome the trivia host is, but all caps fun never stops at the Sky Lounge and Tea. And fun is best had with your friends enjoying live entertainment, as in live and local. Yeah, the Sky Lounge believes in giving you the best bands, solo artists, and comedians from the area. The Neo Johnsons, Elizabeth Hunstead, Skylar Volks, as well as many others. And a great staff will make sure you enjoy your fun at the Sky Lounge in T, South Dakota.
From the Dipsy Doodle Studios at the world headquarters of Big D Entertainment, a 40-square-foot home studio in the middle of America, it's Dave Holly.
Remember when I did the honorable mention, I said there were so many things that I could have put in the running for that? One of the things, and I just really want to get a shout out to these guys, to Backlot 605 Podcast. I've been on their show now a couple of times, including this week. And it was such a blast to talk to Brian and Casey. Those guys are fantastic. Just really, really enjoy chatting with them about movies. Got to talk about a classic. It was the black and white Western that Jimmy Stewart was in, along with John Wayne and this guy named Lee Marvin, who plays a real badass in it, called Liberty Valance. Yeah, the man who shot Liberty Valance. If you've never seen it, look it up. I know it's playing on Amazon Prime right now, but it's worth the watch. Okay, so take that and make sure... Maybe that's something you can do this weekend besides getting out to Memorial Day celebrations, family picnics, everything else. Save time to sit down and enjoy the arts and entertainment. Enjoy the upcoming episode this weekend of Midtown Coffee Radio Hour. I'm going to be part of that. We actually have it's going to be a kind of a live practice for some upcoming shows we're going to have this summer out at Straw Bale Winery. So looking forward to that. Also, just want to take the moment to say thank you so much. I am amazed every time I take a look at the download numbers and how far we've come since episode number one. And now we're at episode 81, which, by the way, is the year that I graduated from high school. So here's to all the classmates that I have, living and past. And ironically, one of them, his plot isn't too far from my father. So I will stop by his Tombstone this weekend as well. But don't want to leave you on a bad note like that, or a sad note, I should say. Not a bad, but a sad note. But I do also just want to say once again, thank you so much for all those downloads, the shares, the likes, everything you're doing on social media, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Certainly appreciate it. I know I'm behind on my website's updating information, but still, there's plenty of good info for you to take a look at DaveHolley.com and DaveHolleyHour.com. And if you forget the address for one but not the other, don't worry. You can get to the other one from whichever one you do choose. All right. Thanks again to Alex Gilbert Schrag, Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society Executive Director, and as well, to the fine people at 9th and Phillips, our friends at Wood Grain Brewery, who, by the way, will be closed on Memorial Day. The bank that's there, Frontier Bank, will also be closed. And then there's Aquafresh, you know, and just if you ever get a chance to meet Hammer, he's a great guy. And yes, Hammer is his name. All right. My name, however, is Dave Holley, and for me, every day is a holiday.
The Dave Holley Hour has been brought to you by the Sky Lounge & Tea, XL Chiropractic, and Quality Nails. If you would like to contribute to the continued success of this podcast, go to DaveHolleyHour.com. At the bottom of the front page is the additional link section. Click on the orange button, Dave Holley on Linktree. You can order merchandise, become a Dave Holley Hour VIP, and make contributions to the show. The Dave Holley Hour is produced in the Dipsy Doodle Studios by Big D Entertainment.
Thanks for listening.